Johnny Espino is not an urban planner. He says he barely finished high school before he had a run-in with the police.
My house was firebombed, and I went and retaliated, and I went to prison.
Now he's a maintenance guy at McDonald's with 9 felonies on his record. Like I said, not an urban planner. But he's got something urban planners in Detroit want. He's got knowledge. Knowledge about his neighborhood in southwest Detroit. He understands what its assets are. He knows what makes it tick. Which is how Espino found himself outside one sunny afternoon talking to 2 urban planners standing next to a peculiar-looking table.
One of the purposes of the table is to disrupt people's everyday lives.
That's Teresa Scora, one of the designers of the so-called roaming table.
It was meant to fold up and be put into a car and be taken around. People have been asking, why aren't there wheels on it? Well, we sort of didn't get to that.
Believe it or not, this table, with its nifty green logo and stacks of glossy pamphlets, is key to Detroit's revitalization plan, what Mayor Bing calls Detroit Works. Now, Detroit Works has 2 parts, a short-term plan and a long-term plan. The mayor's office deals with the short-term plan, the vacant houses, unlit sidewalks, the flooded streets. A separate committee outside of the mayor's office is in charge of the Detroit Works long-term plan. That's where independent urban planners like Charles Cross try to figure out what happens after the abandoned houses have been dealt with and the streetlights have been turned back on. Cross wants to know, what do residents like Johnny Espino want their neighborhood to look like?
Find out what does your neighborhood need? What is the quality of life in your neighborhood and what's missing?
And since it's next to impossible to sit down with all 700,000 Detroit residents at their kitchen tables, Cross and Company did the next best thing. They built a kitchen table that travels. The roaming table has been spotted all around Detroit, outside banks and churches and community centers. About 5,000 people have stopped by over the past few months. Some fill out surveys about their neighborhoods. Others take home one of the glossy pamphlets about Detroit Works. And then there's Johnny Espino, who, frankly, should consider giving up his day job to become a reporter.
How effective do you think you are going to be in turning the city around the way you want it to be turned around? Is it a realistic goal? Is it something that's like...
These goals are made to be realistic. They're based on a lot of research that's been done.
I understand you guys have goals in the change in the city, but how are y'all going to go implementing that?
The Detroit Works team insists their plan is different than any plan that's come before. They say it's not just urban planners and designers who are going to decide what Johnny Espino's Southwest Detroit neighborhood looks like in 10 years. They promise Johnny Espino and his neighbors will also have a say. Diane Lind is with Next American City, a nonprofit focused on urban planning issues. She says civic engagement is an important part of urban planning, but
these kinds of processes can really sort of make people feel like they were given a chance to say what they wanted to say, and then they end up seeing that their ideas are not taken into account, and that can be dispiriting. So I think managing people's expectations is important.
Yeah, I'll just take a chart. Anyway, if I have any questions, I can always call
and
ask.
And our number's on the...
Back at the roaming table, Johnny Espino promises he's going to go home and brainstorm ideas for what his future neighborhood should look like. Once the roaming table folds up for good, he can share his ideas at a community meeting later this summer. The folks at Detroit Works promise they'll listen and incorporate his ideas into a master plan for the neighborhood. I'm Jennifer Guerra, Michigan Radio News.